Okay, that's good. Please, you can take your seat. Okay. You can sit down. Geshe-la not coming yet. Take a few minutes before. I have a short announcement. Okay, good morning, everyone. Today we have a short announcement. You know, the last more than 2 years after our spiritual master, Geshe Johnson, passed away, after 2 years, we have really benefited for a special teacher or our translator, Geshe Kunjo Sonamla. Today is his last day translator for us. Today, last day, he's translator here. Because we have different conditions, different issues, Geshe-la, one thing is Geshe-la, he's trying to go back to India. Second thing, Geshe-la, he wants to do a special place. He likes to stay at a very quiet place to do practice or retreat, those things. He's therefore, he had no more translator here. Today is his last day. Therefore, after we finish the teaching here, please, you like to say thank you for Geshe-la, or offer the kata, or whatever you like to offer for him. Come upstairs, holiness room. I can open it there. You can see Geshe-la there after the teaching. Okay, that's first one. The second one, February 5th, we have refuge vow. We're going to give refuge vow. The second, our new translator, everyone knows, we waited for long times. A lot of people really like to hear his voice. Denzo Dorje La, he's coming back to do translator for us. February 5th evening, we give, Geshe-la gave the refuge vow, Then February 19th, Geshe-la will give Bodhisattva in Bodhisattva? No, the Bodhisattva vow. Bodhisattva initiation empowerment he will give. That night we have a very special translator. Usually he give translator for our teacher Geshe-la when Geshe-la go outside the state, outside of California. What he follows, he do with the Geshe-la, he goes with the Geshe-la, he doing the translator for Geshe-la. Los Angeles, he usually lives in San Francisco. He come to our center, he's going to do translator for us. Really special translator, very famous translator. Then finally, we have last 2 weeks ago a little bit of problem about holiness visit, May 1st. Because between communication in Dharamsala Holiness Office in New York Holiness Office, a little bit difficult for us, but finally, a couple of days ago, we confirmed everything. Now we have still holiness going to do initiation empowerment, Yamantaka initiation empowerment, morning and afternoon public talk. Everything confirmed. You want to know this. Then when we're going to sell public talk together, I don't know that we ask Prashanla or other workers, they really soon they're going to put our website. Okay, that's what I want to tell you. I'm sorry, we are today just myself, our board members, just Bibito and other Dorans. He was sick, not really good. Darso also, she was sick. And Yan's not here, only Bibito and myself. Okay, that's all. Thank you. Okay.
Joy, Yeah. To correct your motivations from the importance of the precious human existence up to the importance of the bodhicitta or altruistic intentions, you will cultivate as possible as you can. Gisela will give the oral transmission after that.
tere da ganje unzo korsa padu kidan ene korsa jibu som jilam ti basi bolam de ene jibu som jilam jilam ba ganga ju res o tin du di ma she unzo santa ene ti jilam ju ko de singi res che da sem di che wal ngen de pe sem ji pe yong to tong go re e pe yong to tong ba la ene pe ge Coach the Chirang, you meet the Samu or Rish, said the teacher Tongu Simji Gumas, the call, big Simji Gundu Lajola, and a young girl in the Ganga Samu Tong Shibu or Rish. And Jewel Tadil Ali Payon Sam in the Gasola, and Jim Chung Lam the Gores. And the Moose big Yams the Lambic of the Lion, the young Jim Chung Lam the Gores, so attack using the Vinny Tikadu in Rokhila, the Tongu Jawatel. Dosada, Moy Yams Lebe in the Cavalion, Nikarsa, the Google is still some language, but Yams Lengu, Mother, Figue, Tibashi Mulam's laws, and the Sun Jam of the Nea, Marcing, and the Texas Eleven. What did it?
Our last weekend on Sunday, we talked about the three yanas or the vehicles. And the three types of the persons, and how those teachings are included within the three types of the yanas or the teachings, and there, how those the three types of the persons are, and so on. And within these, I have taught you about the benefits of the altruistic intentions, bodhicitta, chanjukisen, and the general faults or the mistakes of the general samsara or the cycle existence, and within it the faults and the sufferings or dukkha of the particular samsara. And this with the taking refuge, and then after that the how those the paths are included within the paths of the common path of the small capacity person, and the common path or the shared path of the middling capacity. And after that, there in this the paths or the classifications of the teaching at the present moment, the actual and the its purpose. So we have done about the actuals, and I will going to continue what I have to talk about the teaching at the current or present moment. Thank you very much.
Muji that and the joy the sin and muji gumba got in joga thing on the theatre. The other pain you gum chin it. Any pain you say yes, Corsa Muji gumba and Juana. Sim the Zawa Shiva, the Ninja Shimbi, Sim the Zawa Shamba, the Ninja Gungo. Turn around there upon the domain in Nari cause come to someone, Pabu Yungu Zan and Mabel. And then Meva here, the same thing called Champion said, the old Pungi, Dungi, now Missouri, Lord Yedom with Jun Julia, same thing that no longer wrong to the end of this minute. I'm like, change it to the Chiki, here's some which is still a country. Said that you didn't got a send any Champa English. Chaujusim Gunguri, Chaujusim Gunguri, Chapa, the Ninja and Gungurwa, the Ninja Gobalas and the Simjin Ninja Jabal, Ninja Jabal, Dungate and Dula Jabora. So Dungate and Dula Jabala, in the Souls of Kawacha, Dungate and Dulia, and the Ninjum Mevala, in the Simjin Shandarias, Dungan Samutan, in the Lord, the Ghetto Mares, the Souls of Pigan Swazamala, Souls of Pegwan, and the Shanya Samgurmado, Souls of Pigan Zaning in Jumeva, and the Shandar Ninja Gigmares, the Juju Kundra, wrong with the Milan. Rang pe ke khwa chen de milon sa mi ma nyu ma de ji sim ji xian da ge ni dong ge ji ge se ne ne di de ge de yo ma re so ta na ni che
someone who want to cultivate or generate the bodhicitta or change the same or just intentions or the spirit of enlightenment the primary layer or the before that the cultivations of the bodhicitta, someone who has to practice upon the material or the loving kindness, and also someone who has to practice upon the Karuna, Mahakaruna, the Ninja temple or the great compassions. And before that, I have to practice about the general types of the suffering of the side group of existence or the samsara. These are the process how to someone want to generate the bodhicitta or artistic intentions. Because of that, they're in the engaging in the bodhisattva deeds. The Bodhisattva Acharya Avatara by the Shandidewa, these beings have yet to dream of such an attitude toward even their own welfare. How then could they produce it for other welfare? As according as that the Shastra or the literature, it's therefore lacking of the meditating upon the dukkha or the suffering of the cyclical existence, no one can develop the compassion toward the other sentient beings, and also no one can develop their loving kindness towards the other sentient beings. Because of lacking this important mental factor, no one can develop the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions towards the other sentient beings in order to seek or liberate them from the cyclical existence or the samsara. Thank you very much. Here the process of the path of the common path or the sheep path of the small capacity persons, and the how they have the suffering or painful in those lower those the living beings of the or the migratory of the lower beings, lower states or realms. And when someone contemplates upon the suffering of the lower realm, then someone will wish to free from the sufferings of the lower realms and wish to attain the dendo or the happy migratory or the states of the higher statues. When someone contemplates upon that higher statues or the state of higher statues or the compounds, then that also is not permanent happiness. Then there is a need to contemplate upon the other suffering, what we call the falls of the samsara or the cyclic existence. So through this way, then when someone experiences about the oneself's the particular sufferings or the dukkha and the general sufferings, then they might wish to how those other sentient beings feel sufferings, and then try and develop the thinking or the contemplate upon those mother sentient beings, how they experience the suffering in this cyclic existence or the samsara through the estimate or the meditate upon the experience of the oneself, then it will develop or progress your loving kindness and compassion toward the other sentient beings, which support you to, which support me to generate the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions. So when we contemplate upon this process or the method how to generate the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions, then that's real that there are three types of the persons, and then the three different types of the three path, the common path of the small capacity persons, and the common path or the shape path of the middling capacities, which are in order to progress or generate into the path of the Mahayana or the bodhisattva path. So therefore, those are not the separated path, what we call the path, the common path of the small capacity and the common path of the medium capacities and the great path. Those should not be separate. Those are benefiting and supporting one to another. And therefore, what guide here or lead here students through this way or process is the really correct. It's not the wrong leading those sentient beings to the highest path of the Mahayana. And therefore, once when we contemplate up again about how we lead to the supreme liberation or the highest liberations, the primary or the main important goal or the purpose of ours is the state of omniscience or the Sanjaya Kopangs. Therefore, in order to attain the final purpose of the state of the omniscience, the Buddhahood, then in order to attain that, we have to learn upon those different common paths. So those are methods how someone leads to the highest enlightenment and the supreme enlightenment. Otherwise, no one can lead to the supreme enlightenment as a direct path without the showing or indicated the path of the common path of the initial level or the intermediate levels.
Because Jamjo, In the Jamjo, then you know, like Mugos, you go already. In the Siba, Tarbas, the Matoni, Sanju, Goma, Kora, Toyins, Sijin, Jibal, Jamjo, Shigrawa, but the Jamjo, and the Jamjo, Jibishung, Kalso, and Jamjo, Gang, Shanju, Simay, and Latin, but the Jamjo, and you do what is? What is your?
Regarding of taking refuge and the cultivation of the karma or the positive actions and the abandonment of those negative actions, and then someone purify whatever they have cultivated, the negative karma or the negative actions. In this way, they bring take refuge to those people or jewels in order to free from the specific or the particular suffering of the cyclic existence, and then the other someone who going to take refuge to those tribal jewels and so on. Because of that, they need to liberate from the cyclic existence or the samsaras, and that's the person called the person of the middling capacity. And then the great person or those bodhisattva, they want to free from the both extremes, the extremes of the cyclic existence, or what we call the sipa, and then the extreme of the shiva or shanti, or the liberations. The bodhisattva wants free from the both of those two extremes. Therefore, they're taking the very strong refuge in order to free from the both extremes. Therefore, the previous taking refuge can be included all the part of the taking refuge of the bodhisattva or the great being.
What is your ta? Dil shungu den ding kor nam la me kaza nam la na me bi shongju isem jiwe yinadi dolu nam. Lamely, but that Lome telling you, but never shell us. Johnny, that chamber chain, so you send you, you know, to Joe Hindu tea, this is what the Shadow Penny that the coin you saw doing a show design, and you saw Tatu Jew Moyes in the Rawa, and you saw doing a tire, give Shimon, what did you want, Moshe, you saw doing a Jayaga long dog, because you will settle us over to the Ganga, give Shim Kaza, in the Shimbulangi, you know, the Jarhing. Ini jengke kau sebab bi kau itu dengan tu lakukan ya jahsi aji, ini dulu dulu tuan pergi kadu kadu le, semua orang tuan tahu ni jawab, terbaik tuan tahu ni jawab, mai ba, ni kau tuan cakap dulu tuan mai ba, ini tahu tu doya sebab pergi, ini kerja saji orang mata jum doya dulu ya, ini lama pergi dah ni baca orang, ini lama tiga pergi kadu le ya terbaik tuan kerja orang tuan dah terbaik tuan tahu ni mesti ba. Ini tiba sih mulam dia sajio koma tunggu dia, dia leh yang hebat ni gua resi. Sebab dia minum kau tu jam berapa? Kaji ibu sungguh ni memang dah tiada ni kau tu dalam sana. Kaji minum kau tu kau tu kau ni. Cuma dia ganggal lebih ya. Ini sajio sembilan ada dua sih. Ini hebat gua resi. Waktu kesi boleh, kini sih itu sih doa. Waktu kesi boleh resi.
When someone going to meditate or contemplate upon those the paths, how to cross over or cross on, then at the time the master should be in. Introduce well to those disciples, and then disciple also should be practiced well about. Those the object of the meditation and the aspect of the meditations. For example, in order to free from the lower realms The master expressed and introduced about those, the 10 virtuous actions and the 10 non-virtuous actions, which are the one you have to abandon them, and or the other you have to cultivate or put this into the practice in order to free from the specific sufferings of the lower realms, and the subject about the person of the middling capacity, then the meditate and contemplate upon the sufferings or the dukkha of the general samsara, and strive to free from that the states of the samsara or the cycle existence, which are also should be causes in order to attain the fully enlightenment. So, however, those what are those causes to attain the highest enlightenment? The master should introduce us to how to cultivate those causes. And from the student's side also, whatever master has given the instructions of the object and the aspect of the meditations, the student also should be practiced what the master says in the correct way. So, therefore, in the sight of the disciple should be generate the valid cognitions upon the object of the meditations and sustain the meditation in the correct way. This is very important.
Any pig rabs you have a rabbit shunga sauni, tea sabi gunalana, any pig rabbit shunga sal, malapati, any pig, the lord and the one blank and the tipas like Gizashemo Sagres, whatever. Said the Tiris Sauer, said the Tiris Sauer, when Dinian Rodi Combat Jam Nation, the Pig, Sonu Sauer. Said the Tiris on that, Tiris of Tigger, Tiris Pemba Tangas, you say, check, music that Tiris on the camera, Tras Konyam, the Champions, and Yumdo Chishana. Nigel lives on that part together, she quiet Yumdo Rabs Shumina.
If there are the two persons, one person who has the motivations or the thinking in order to in order to liberate from the samsara and become a bhikshu or the nun, and he practiced those whatever vows and the practice, then the other person who just came with that person, the first person, he will receive those benefits and so on. The second one will receive the benefits and so on. These are the example of how the importance of the primary motivations and the benefits when you're crossing the path to the enlightenment.
Never Kaya, never Kaza Minibe, Sendi gave a kick some Yana tea parties, a tonshamble in Yamba Yam Yanni, enjoy it. Dela Niran shall was it, but this is Rosheda. Tung said any young man because don't get some big John in the 20 some toning year to the Lord Shukshabu Yarum, Tarbat toning year, Lord Shukshabu Yes owner. Tomokan Shaggy may take Yes owner in the court. Because 이니 이게 저주 선생님께서 티젠 람파들에 이니 카가들 용변에 이니 현에 티젠 람야 로고 지금 티스워라 영네 티파도 동시에벌 냠는 저에 델리데 저서 티 티파도 동시에벌 냠세 당기게 시야더라 티파야 그게 섬로 섬보 섬로 됐다라나 이니 그게 잠저시와 순제려야 이니 티파시 몰람 로벌 예라 저거리 티베는 소도 지금 숨을 감사성으로 하는 그거 터디서 유미 가 로마로 봐 现在 뒤지도 이제 동시에 동시에 냠비시 조인데 내는 샤오시야 드네기다 게와 상주기 그게 니 샤이샤당게야 샤바 효지도와 어디 임부 하고와 신 이니 니 이제 문제야 샤기데 어디 티바 심물람래야 샤고래 있어
So here the importance of the result of your practice, the practice of the great yanas, or the practice of the great beings. So otherwise you will be fall down from the great purpose or the object. For example, if someone has very the strong motivations or thinking just to arrive the next higher rebirth, and the other person who has just or merely purpose in order to attain the just the moksha or the liberations, then your practice since the causes your practicing which causes of those the two purpose, the purpose just only for the next higher rebirth, the purpose just only for the next for the liberation or the moksha, and then you will don't practice upon those the Mahayana practice which takes the time even after eons, which you might thought that it's very long period. So therefore, at the beginning, when you practice about the taking refuge, and that at that time that practice should be motivated by the bodhicitta, and also you should think that the purpose for the highest enlightenment, and also when we practice about the general type of the samsara and try to free from when we contemplate upon those sufferings, then that motivations or the practice should be causes to conjoin with the motivation of the bodhicitta, which helps you to attain the highest enlightenment. Otherwise, the path will become a very separate path, and whatever you practice has a very less or little results. Therefore, when you're taking the refuge, at that time, your final purpose should be in order to attain the highest enlightenment. And therefore, this is very important. Otherwise, the path of the person of great capacity and the path of the persons of small and medium capacities would be separate and unrelated. And since you do not attain any certain knowledge of the spirit of enlightenment until you reach the actual path of the person of great capacity, your lack of training in these topics as components of your development of the spirit of enlightenment would either prevent you from developing that spirit, or while you take this training cause you to deviate from your great purpose of developing that spirit. Therefore, pay close attention to this point.
In the bay, Shiro, Yomi Shinra, the Sodor, Demon Bay, Karsa, Yamdu, the Samaya, what did the Sound of Dama Koya go today? Ronzi, the Pishuk Shabu Kyo, the Zan Shan Shanjus and Gunas, the Tango Maro, what did they come to the Yaris? Gajumal, Nay, Tonali, Karsa, Nadi, Umbaptu, she had the Yambi, she does, she just somehow with the year, some of the Tedo, that could quite do well here that in the same year, Tajik, somewhere, and so that you were to be telegraphed, Lord Shukshabu Kyo, the Zan.
Someone who wants the state of the earth or the foreign destroyer, they are very afraid or scared to the cycle of the suffering of the cycle of existence. There are different types of the arhat or the tachamba foreign destroyer, the foreign destroyer which decrease and the foreign destroyer who has the self determinations and the other types of the tachamba or the foreign destroyers. When they practice their path, they just only are scared to the some suffering of the cycle existence or the samsara. Then they just purpose in order to free themselves, or in they just observing their own or individual liberations. Because of that, which is the mental factor of the rangjinjin or the self-cherishing, which disturb in order to attain the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions towards the other sentient beings. So it disturbs them to attain the highest enlightenment. Because of that, they just only fear or scare their individual suffering and forget, and then they don't remember about the suffering of the other sentient beings. Because of that, it disturbs generating their bodhicitta or the altruistic intention. So someone who practices like those and the arhats, who has the just only the purpose of the individual liberations, then they will fall from, or they will they could not receive the great purpose of the meaning. They fall down from the great purpose. That's the lacking of the bodhicitta or the altruistic intention.
When someone
practice open the how to generate the aspirational bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions. Then after that, wishes or the feeling to arise that types of the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions. Then try to learn open those the commitment or the advices of the bodhisattvas and the how and then let's know about those the four ways of how gathering the sentient beings and someone who has wish to practice open that and then someone who has the base of the aspirational bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions, then he or she will wish to taking the engaging bodhisattva vows. So these are how the process are in the other way, what we call the common path of the or the shared path of the small capacity person and the common and the shared path of the middling capacity persons. And after that process or the proper order, then the how to generate the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions, make them strong and firmly in the and in addition, what we call there are two types of the taking refuge, the taking refuge of the common or shared one, and the particular taking refuge of those bodhisattva, the common taking refuge or what we it is that the someone who wants to liberate from the suffering of the cyclical existence and the particular the taking refuge of the Shanjusamba or the Bodhisattva, they take refuge in order to free from the two extremes, the extremes of the cyclical existence or the Sipakova, samsara, and the other, what we call the extreme of the Shiva or the individual liberations or the mokshas, the bodhisattva, free from those two types of the extremes, then that's the how they take the refuge. Now repeat and then express again that those are the process. First, someone who is to try to wish to attain or the generate the mercim or the aspirational bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions, you can do it throughout the ritual, and you can do it yourself without some ritual way. So either way, you can develop that or the generate the aspirational prayers. Once you have the firmly, very firm or strong that aspirational prayer, and then the wishes comes ultimate goal that you have to think or concerned about those commitments or the advices of the bodhisattvas, then someone who has wished to practice then try to receive the cultivate the Jugdom Gyalpa or the engaging bodhisattva way.
Magobal Sundu Shahin Sejava, and Sayoton Sadu Jogier, or Sadu Jogi did be a sword to some war, yes. Cochita the Sadu Shadi Hiravati, Shina in the Sadu Shunga, the Majum of Parada, Sadu Shung Sasona, in the Yonde Keda Kabota, Yadi Yamni, because Lam Lobus and Saju should be Tarim Shimdu Sigdo, what he said, Sundu Shahu is a sword, the Riva. Tashia and Kasaba Shung Danyasia Namji. Nam ye chang mago be karsa lambe jing sidu tan tere sagwa chung ri sena ta tong ang ni ba de bomba sa de wa za dung de chela shog ni la de jing se ma zan ne in the sagwa che chi ho ye la so ma zan na sagwa de ri go da chung ri go wa karsa ye la so ma zan na sagwa chung ni ma zan jing jing se ma zan na sagwa chem bo de ri go che da ti che sagwa chen ni che ni che che du che
Not just only cultivate or generate the or cultivate those the bodhisattva way of the engaging bodhicitta, and you have to understand someone has understand or learn upon what those are. The 18 types of the interactions or the defilements of the bodhisattvas. Then they can purify those the defilements of the root defilements of the bodhicitta. They can purify them. But once you have the mixed with those or the mistake with those the defilements, then it's very difficult to generate the realizations, and also it will also that someone will far from their goal or purpose of the their purpose. Therefore, someone who understand about those the 18 root defilements, then. And they have to pledge themselves. Even the course of the life, I will not try, I will not fall, and not polluted within those the 18 root downfalls. And there are also the different types of the downfall or the defilements, which are the small and the middlings, and the what we call in the other the terms we call about the contaminated, the small contaminated desires, and the other what we call the middling contaminated the downfalls and so on. So however, so what are those the branches or downfall or defilements? There are different types of the branches or the limbs defilements or the tungwa, and some of these which has the three some sorts of the counting, and then it might call the small the downfall, and then also someone has which has the two the numbers, then it called the middling the defilements, and also there are the 46 the branches defilements of the bodhisattva, and once you have taken those engaging bodhicitta, then try to practice them and try to not pollute it within those defilements, within even it's the course of your life. And when you have those defilements, then try to purify those defilements, what you have polluted it.
She need you more something and level love. She was that going to the cars. She don't be a tourism tower lady. She knew Joe Guayamar when we said, you about Joe Marie. She had that going to take that Sanjay Gomato, Sanjay Gomato, and he lamato Valenta Marva, Pompa Ponga Marva. She don't see that she did chill that love at the Ajanchan. How about any deep similar room give out of Shimbria to the any she need Joe Gores? What's the word?
Here the what you in order to attend the Wendu Kuopang or the higher statures, there is no need or requirement of those the shamatha, the shine come about gems. So in order to attend the highest enlightenment, it's really necessary of the shamatha or the shine, and also and the vipassana or lakdong, which is the insight or the penetrative insights. And in addition, it also needs those the six parameters or those six perfections. Here, the oldest name for the path to enlightenment, or the Chanchu Lamjun, or the Bodhipatha Pradip, says that you should develop meditative serenity for the sake of producing the super knowledges or the clairvoyance. He is simply giving an example. In all the context, he says that you should develop serenity for the sake of producing insight. Therefore, achieve serenity mainly for the purpose of insight. Then, in order to crack the bones of the conceptions of the two selves, make the philosophical determination of the meaning of the emptiness. And here, the older one, or the Guru Atisho, express that in order to gain the realizations of the super knowledge or the clairvoyance, the shamatha or the shinne, calm abiding, is the necessary or the requirement. Not only that, in order to arise or generate the vipassana or lakdong, penetrative insights, in order to arise that knowledge or the realizations, the shamatha, shamatha, the shinne, calm abiding, is also necessary.
Lakdong lao di goya karisen di zora da karsa ene sangje goma thawa la ene di goro khangi khangi dangme to bolo shukse bo goro wa shi dangme to bolo shukse bo pette mo yago yong la ne ni hine do go hine ma da na ene dangme to shera di pe ge ta sapa sa bi gel marme na ge si ko pe ge to bro zi thong zo wa ma khangi sapa shi mo na ne shobe si se bo ji na lo ko sapa ye de ni
In order to attain the highest enlightenment, the wisdom which realizes the shunyata, tongbani, emptiness, is important. Not only just this understanding, the wisdom which realizes the emptiness should be very powerful. All the stars. For example, if the body lamb which has the wind around or surrounded it, then even there are the some beautiful arts, the someone cannot see very clearly that beautiful art or the objects, because the body limbs are the fire or flames which shaking by the wind. So like that example, someone who don't have the very strong shamatha or the shinne come abiding, then the understanding of the shunyata or the emptiness, their realization is not very strong. Therefore, they cannot see very, the emptiness or the shunyata very clearly, lacking of that. The knowledge, the someone who wants to eliminate or the propensity or the picture of the dancing or self grasping, they cannot eliminate that, because lacking of the lacking of the powerful or the strong vipassana or the lakdong. So therefore, in order to eliminate the propensity of the self-grasping, someone who has to understand the shunyata very correctly, right way, and he or she has to understand it by his or her the valid cognition or the their pramana. So as I mentioned earlier, that it's very important about the process or the correct order of the path who want to meditate or sustain the object of the meditations. Therefore, in order to attain the full enlightenment, in order to achieve that, someone who has to practice the vipassana or the lakdong, penetrative insights, and which based upon the very theme shinne or calm abiding, which is the shamatha, which so in other hands, in order to understand the emptiness, then some persons can understand without the very strong shamatha. But in order to abandoning those self-grasping, in order to make the vipassana or the penetrative insight very strong, then they need the theme or very strong correct shinne or the calm abiding or shamatha.
In here, the current, let us introduce about, or let's understand those, the
the parts of the three parts, the common part of the small capacity and the common part of the medium capacity. So someone who don't train upon these the common part, then they will wandering in the sagli existence or the samsara. Someone who wandering in the sagli existence or the samsara, then they cannot develop the compassion and the loving kindness to the other sentient beings. So in here there are the three paths and the three higher trainings, the two the truths, the two cultivations, and if we go in detail, then the 84,000 of the Buddha's teachings. Then here it expressed about how those the difference are the congruited and within in these the three higher trainings, two truths and the two corrections. So all of those 84,000 Buddha's teachings can be concluded into the teachings of the three baskets or of the teaching or three Tripitaka, and the two types of the truth or the two satya, and the two types of the other corrections. Here, for examples, when we talking about the topic about the Sila or the ethical disciplines, it can include it into the higher training of the Sila or the ethical disciplines. When we're talking about the topic or the subject about the how to focus on the object or concentrate your mental factor towards the object, then it can be included within the higher training of the what we call the shine kam abiding, the shamatha, and then some talking about how to understand the emptiness or the shunyata, then that that type of the teachings or the path can be concluded into the hatung or the vipassana, the penetrative insight. So these how the teachings are and the paths are included within those three higher trainings, and the in the other hand how they included within the two types of the satya or the truth, and the conventional truth and the ultimate truth, and the other what we call the two collections, how they included into the two collections. So these are it expressed about how the paths and the teachings are can be included and packing in a very small how you can do it towards the very short meaning or the short numbers.
That because come home, Jalin, the Shirobati, Shinne, Lagdon, Pig, come home, so soon make get on your Timothy, Shin Pitch, Milit Lea Ganga, Tinam Nazo Ganga, Sidum 11, Rovora. That Tarbak, because given drinking and that in the Sidum Lava thing is the Lava Shara Lava Sunga Shagarova, Shamu Sabala Yorova. Give us Chumut and the page of Pigeon Sidum 11 and Rovora, yes?
So here the teachings for those small capacities or the part of those small capacities, those common parts and the teachings can be included within the higher training of the shiksha or ethical disciplines. Then the teachings and the parts of those who are the middling capacity can be concluded upon those types of the path.
Okay. That did it, that did love us on the did that here. She didn't mean it, Tabby Shadow, so no, you saw them. Kunzo dembal dembe lamdan yashebe lamiyin la. Se tizi orda 시대 파도 에네 데 가서 탑이 인샤신의 탑이 샤인스 다 손으로 이게 소 인신의 이네 손으로 소 인스 대바니는 신의 이네 군도 대바 대바 세리고 레스고 다
So here the in this chapter all the teachings of the path to gradual path to enlightenment, the up to the topic about the shine or the calm abiding, which is the in Sanskrit it's called the shamatha. So all of those up to shamatha can be those can be included within the topic about the when if we want to include it within the shamatha or the vipassana, and then it can include it into the subject of the shamatha, and up to the shamatha they can be included within the collections of the merits, and the those also can be included within the if we analyze this or the investigate upon those two types of the truth, the conventional truth and the ultimate truth, then up to the chapter about the shamatha or the shine can be included the truth of the conventional or conventional truth.
In the Taki Yama, there were great children of the Tizoli, in the Gizem, one was some of the Tani, in the Piggy Cousin, you ever when you have a shower rescue.
So, although here, in the other sorts of how to include those teachings and pass to those the conclusions, then the topic about the after the shamatha, what we call the wisdom of, which realizes the emptiness, about that the topics it's can be included within the wisdom which the vipassana or the lhartung which realizes the vipassana or lhartung, and the penetrative insight in English, I'm sorry. Then there are the three types of the wisdoms, the three types of the wisdoms. The two of them are which about characterized by the understanding of the shunyata or the emptiness. Then the other type of the wisdom or the shera, which what we call the wisdom, which can how to benefit those sentient beings, how those sentient beings are important for us, those how they are being have been our mother sentient beings. So through this, the bodhisattva they will try to benefit those sentient beings. So here again,
the subject about the which realized the emptiness of the Shunyata conjoined with the Bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions, which belongs to the wisdoms of wisdom the two type of wisdom, the wisdom which belongs to the ultimate happiness, which wisdom which realizes the ultimate happiness, and the two types of the merits, what we call two types of the collections, what we call the collections of the merit and the collection of the wisdom. It belongs to the collections of the wisdoms, and so. In this way, learn and then turn upon the process or methods, or how they're included in all those Buddhist, the teachings and the pearls, how they're included within their path and so on. So try to gain realizations upon this knowledge and train well upon them, and then be correct and make sure of those the order or the proper order and the process of the path. So searching or the checking why, and then searching upon those the reasons. So within the reasons or by the support of reasons, you will understand very firmly and correct what you need to understand, what you want to train.
Nam gyur chalung jo mere re ni zing jo she go na she ta ya yo ma le la she ma ba she zu zu di ne ni pe ge zam li me ga ga zu di ne ni ja zu ni na ro ga ya men sa mo re ya men chau ri di me gi be yo ma ba she ti go sa ma don di ni chau ni zu ro kan je ji sa mo ni zu kan je ji chi sha ni pe ge ene pe ge ka sa mo don la sha go ro o ti so da di ton ya zu o ti re re si
So in order to the easy understand, or so there are the different type of the classifications. So we have to make those in summarize all the short points. So therefore, here it expressed about how we can pack or we can include those in the very short points, which very short points. So therefore, in the other way, it's also that in order to skillful your understanding or the knowledge, then it expresses about, oh, these are the in detail, these are the different types of classifications. If you want to include, you can include upon this, then it will help to understand all the. It's a very skillful way of the understanding or the knowledge. Here, if I give the if Geshe-la give the example of how the human beings can be included, there are many human beings, numerous human beings in this world. So if we want to include those human beings, then try to make two classifications. One, what we call those persons who are not the monk, those persons who are monk. Then you can include all of those human beings, which are those. Some of them are the monks, and then some of those are the non-monks. So, for example, of that, in
Yes.
And also in how to include those living human beings in this universe or the world can be included within the persons who are the persons, the male, female, and the neutral. The old human beings can be included within those three persons. So here, I have to understand, open those the path, and then make them in the very proper order or the right order. After you have make them very proper order, and then it should be the complete the path. In this, they hear the gives about the examples, the swan boat. So the swan boat which want to cross the ocean of the samsara, and then the swan boat broken one side of the wind, then it cannot cross the oceans. This is the examples which expressed by the Indian Acharya Chandrakirti in the Madhyamika Avatara or the Umale Jupa, the entrance of the middle path. So those both are important, the wing of the method and the wing of the wisdom. The complete is very necessary or requirement. So if someone practice upon the path, so if they might think that only the Nijungi Sampa or the thought of renunciation is just enough, then that's not right. And if someone thought that only the Bodhicitta is the enough, and that also is not right. So the complete path is very important, as I have given, as the Chandrakirti has given the example of those birds. Here's the commentary on the middle way or the Madhyamika Avatara Umale Jupa. It states, separating the broad white wings of reality and conventionality, the royal swan, escorted by the flock of living beings, fly on the wings of virtue of supremacy on the far shore of a Buddha's ocean-like qualities. So this expressed by the Chandrakirti. Yes.
Yes.
So here, the up to this, the teachings I have, the teachings about the how to attain the highest enlightenment within the methods of the Virgin Thekpa or the vehicle of the practitioners, and someone who want to attain the enlightenment very quickly by the path of the Tantra or the Tantriya. Then after they have taken vows about the engaging bodhicitta, then after that, when they feel very strong responsibility of in order to free those sentient beings very rapidly or quickly from the psychic existence within the path of the Tantriyana, then someone who is into the Tantriyana, then in the next week I will express about that topic. If you have some questions, then you may ask the question.
Thank you. So this collection of merits, or this, you know, the method, it says it includes also purifications of virtue. I mean, does that mean, is this, it actually purifies even, purification of the non-virtue. So does this clear up purifications of all non-virtues that you've accumulated since beginning this time?
Non-ritual or what? Non-virtues?
Yeah, purified, yes. Non-virtues since beginning this time, or are those other practices that are involved in our practice?
I don't know what you say again, please.
Okay, so the collection of merits.
Yeah, there are two types of collections, right? One with collections of the merit, uh-huh. And then other collections of the wisdom. Two types of collections, sogni, right?
Okay.
So, and then your question, please.
Okay.
It's okay.
So that confuses me. So this, well, it's the training and concentration, I guess, or what's called the, because it says that all these practices and meditative serenity constitute the factor of enlightenment called either the method or the collection of merit. You know, so all of this that was described right now, it's considered the collection of merits, or it's the method, or I'm just not clear, I guess, on that.
This, this is what we do. That you are talking about the duty, right? The duty is like you are talking about the duty, right? That the son of God is in his own new world, right?
Right.
Who did it? The duty, right?
Right.
Who did it?
Duty, that right? That guy just said that. That guy, that's a. This is what. The Hiday is a Jugdum Lemba Yenji,
So, if you're asking about the how the path or the teachings include in the among the include towards those the two collections, we have two collections, the collections of the merit and the collections of the wisdom. So here it said that the up to the shama, up to the vipassana, which also including the shamatha, up to those the chapters, it will included within the collections of the merit. And then after that, what we call the topic about the vipassana or the lhartung, it will be parts, or it belongs to the wisdom side. Yes. And then Geshe-la also make a little bit clear, if we analyze open those six parameters or the six perfections, then the perfections of the generosity or the giving, ethical disciplines and so on, accept the wisdom perfections, those can include in the merit side, and then a wisdom which can include in the vipassana or the lhartong or the penetrative insight.
So in the ethical discipline area?
Ethical discipline, ethical. Also in the merit.
Merit, okay. So that
Sudim Jura Jishla. Sudim Jura. Sudim Jura. Sudim Jura. Sudim Jura. Sudim
And
Geshe La said, when we talk about the ethical discipline, or what we call the three higher trainings, that's the ethical disciplines, what all of discipline can, the Vinayana discipline can be included on that. So in the other hand, what we call the ethical discipline of the Bodhisattva, the ethical discipline perfections, then that's the other topic. So Geshe-la also has given already the example of those the living beings in cyclic existence or the samsara, one what we call the monks, and then all the what you call the lay persons. All of those human beings can be included into those two, whether it belongs to the sanghas or the monks, or whether it belongs to those lay persons. But the person, what we call the lay person, it's just the classification the living beings should be included in it.
Thank you, Geshe-la. My question is, how much collection of merit and how much collection of wisdom and how much training in the three higher trainings is necessary to practice Tantra? How do we know when we're ready, basically, to practice Tantra?
Excuse me, again, how much collection of merit and how much collection of?
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
And how much training in the three higher trainings is necessary to practice Tantra?
So Geshe-la says that the regarding of the three higher trainings, so whatever we practice, those practicing can be included into those three higher trainings. And then wisdom, Geshe-la didn't say anything, right? There, Annie?
Oh, how do we know we're ready for Tantra, though?
I expressed already mentioned it's when we're talking about the bodhicitta, the bounds of the bodhicitta, the aspirational bodhicitta, and the bodhisattva vow are the engaging bodhicitta. So someone who has the knowledge or realizations of, and they receive the engaging bodhicitta, so after that, and they can enter to the path of the tantra. In the other sort of speaking, that someone who is trained upon those, the common path, after they realize upon those the training of the common path, then they can enter to the tantrayana or the tantric path.
Thank you, Geshe.
O peerless Savior and Supreme Teacher, Shudhahana's son, O the 17 masters and adepts, Nargajuna and Asanga and so on, O Deepamkara as well as Sovereign Father Tsongkhapa, gloriously appear here today to grant auspiciousness on the great path leading to the heart of enlightenment you've traversed by means of the perfect threefold discipline and have enhanced ever higher the realizations of the enlightened qualities. O glorious Guru, we offer our supplications at your feet. Pray return gloriously to propagate the teachings of Lobsang by tying well the sash of monastic disciplinary precepts and generating the altruistic intention to free all beings. Engage in the tantric yogas of the two stages. Think of the unbearable pain of the sentient beings who've enveloped in the forces of five degenerations, and to open wide the lotus grove of the Buddha's teachings. May your reincarnation appear soon as a source of merit for us. O infinite Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, you are the embodiment of uncontaminated and immutable great bliss. Kindly pour on us now your blessings, rains of nectar from the great clouds of your pervasive, pure, and bright wisdom and compassion to eliminate our distress. We pray to you, an incomparable great hero, who has perfectly realized within his mind the threefold ethics, a pure essence of the extensive system of Tathagata's teaching. He who has raised a parasol of Dharma in hundreds of directions. Your body is a sun of all wonderful qualities, but all of a sudden it's set into solitary peace. You have committed before infinite Buddhas to work for Dharma and sentient beings. You could not have given up your commitment. However, your presence depends on the fortunes of disciples, for the power of dependent arising is inconceivable. Please reincarnate soon as a new light of Dharma out of your compassion that never abandons us. Please return soon as the supreme spiritual guide, a treasure house of the immense teaching of Buddha, a voice that eloquently elucidates the teaching that suits individuals' dispositions and capacities. Please return soon as a great Dharma king, who will be known in all directions for smashing into pieces a mountain of misguided teachings and views through the power of your thunderbolt lightning of the three reasonings. Please return soon, just like your previous self, an expert in the five major sciences of Buddhism, whose eloquent words and articulation of the teaching captivate the hearts of all the scholars and activate deep appreciation in pure, enthusiastic minds. Please return soon as a spiritual guide, endowed with complete knowledge, kindness, and dedication in regard to the perfect view, meditation, and conduct, one who facilitates the opening of the blossomed lotus that is the golden teaching of Tsongkhapa. By the power of the three infallible jewels, by the power of dependent arising of unchanging emptiness, by the truth of our pure thoughts and devotions, may all our aspirations be spontaneously fulfilled.
Nam mô Bổn Vô Song Cứu Độ Chí Tôn Bổn Sư Tịnh Phạn Thái Thử. Nam mô 17 Cao Tổ Chư Hiền Thánh Tăng Long Thọ Vô Chước. Nam mô Dipakara Cùng Thông Khâu Ba Tôn Vương Từ Vụ Quang Lâm Đương Chốn Hiện Tại Hiện Tiền Ban Truyền Phước Nhũ Thên Thang Đạo Lộ Trực Chỉ Chân Tâm Kiến Tánh Đẳng Giác. Ngài đã siêu vượt do nghiêm túc giữ ba tạng giới luật, rồi lại phát huy bay bổng tuyệt vời bồ đề hạnh chứng. Tôn Sư Quang Vinh Tứ Chúng Thỉnh Cầu Gót Sen Lễ Lại, xin mau trở lại quang huy truyền bá giáo pháp Lô Sang bằng sự thắt chặt đa giới nghiêm minh thiền môn tự viện, rồi lại khởi tâm từ bi đại nguyện giải thoát chúng sanh, tinh chuyên hành trì du già mật định nhị phần chứng đắc. Xin luôn thương tưởng thống khổ bất kham ba khỏi hữu tình, thường bị bao phủ trao đảo khôn nguôi mãnh lực ngũ trượng, đưa tay rộng mở bát ngát bườn sen giáo lý Phật Đà, xin mau tái sanh nhanh chóng hiện hành phước nguồn tứ chúng. Nam mô vô biên chư Phật chư Bồ Tát, các ngài thị hiện bát ngát báu thân của chân đại lạc bất mít trong ngần, xin trải từ tâm ân cần phổ hộ, mưa thánh thủy từ mây đại độ, đủ hệ bi tịnh phổ rạng ngời, tận diệt thống khổ tức thời, niệm danh ngài bậc đại hùng vô sánh, đã hoàn toàn chứng pháp tánh nơi tâm, ba tạng giới luật cốt tủy uyên thâm, của đại thừa Như Lai truyền giáo, ngài nâng cao lộng vòng pháp bảo, chăm hướng vươn lan tỏa muôn phương, báu thân ngài chói nhòa phẩm hạ. Sao bỗng nhiên nhập cảnh bích chi, ngài thường trước Phật thể nghi, hứa luôn hoằng pháp làm vì độ sanh. Nay ngài hẳn không đành bỏ nguyện, tùy phước đệ tử mà ngài hiện thế, lý nhân duyên chẳng thể nghĩ bàn, xin mau hóa sanh thành ánh đạo vàng, từ bi mãi chẳng bỏ đàn bơ vơ, xin mau trở lại là đại đạo sư, như kho tàng chứa kinh thư vô lượng, lời tuyên giảng soi đường pháp bảo, kế căn cơ thiện xảo độ sanh, xin mau trở lại là đại pháp phương, lừng danh kim cổ mười phương tán đồng, phá tan núi mị pháp lồng tà kín, tam đoạn luật xét nghiến sấm vang, xin mau trở lại như thân đời trước, đắc ngũ minh kiến thức uyên thâm, biện tài vô ngại lý giải pháp âm, học giả khẩu phục hằng tâm, thiện giả cảm nhận hồng ân nức lòng, xin mau trở lại là bậc đạo sư, thiên thư thông thái mẫn từ tận tâm, chánh kiến định mạng chuyên cần, ươm sen hé nhụy hương lân pháp đàn, của tông khách ba ý ngọc lời vàng, do thần lực tam bảo liên ứng, do thần lực duyên khởi tương ưng, với tánh không bất nhị bất trùng, do tâm lực trí thành cùng kính ngưỡng, xin cho sở nguyện chúng đệ tử được tức thời viên mãn.
Thank you.